This is Sports Talk with Joe Smith, live from Yogi's Grill and Bar at the corner of 10th and Indiana. And now, here's Joe Smith.
Well, March Madness upon us, and it's all hoops tonight. A group of possibly overachieving Bloomington South Panthers hitting the road to Seymour for the regional after bringing the school its 19th sectional title as Bloomington South, the 17th for Hall of Fame coach J.R. Holmes. Co-conference Indiana champions meeting 4A's best, the top-ranked New Albany Bulldogs Saturday morning at 10 o'clock. The Panthers, winners of 15 straight, now in search of its ninth regional crown and its first in 5 years. This weekend in a rematch with the Bulldogs, seeking revenge from an early season four-point loss. Tonight, J.R. Holmes with us, his staff members, and a group of six seniors, which have certainly helped mold this 21-4 club into a winning championship basketball on the south side. A little bit later, mentioning great basketball, a rather historic season for IU women's hoops coach. In her second year, Terry Moore, this year's Big Ten Coach of the Year, a 20-win season, a perfect record at the Assembly Hall, a fourth-place finish in the Big Ten, its highest in 18 years, and now awaiting its fate next Monday night when the NCAA Tournament Selection Committee announces its 2016 field. So hoops aplenty tonight, tipping off things this evening on Sports Talk. We're live from Yogi's, everybody, along with our producers, Jim Ritter and Will Boatman, high atop our One City Center studios downtown, and on-site producers, Joanne and Mike Lascott, and all of our sponsors. Hi again, everyone, as JR has joined us on a 71-degree March Tuesday evening. Panthers are going down and working out at Seymour tomorrow, and I tell you, this time of year to still be playing, you're in the Sweet 16. First of all, congratulations on what has been, but I think the script is, well, the script hasn't been written just yet. This has been a fun bunch, hasn't it?
Well, it's been a group that I think that's done better than I anticipated them doing at the start of the season. They continue to get better every week. Their defense has kept them in ball games all year long. And so they've achieved, 14 or 15 games in a row and won the conference and now the sectional. And so I've been extremely pleased with their development.
You know, you brought me, we talked at St. Leon on Saturday night after you cut the nets down 58-47 over Shelbyville, and you brought up an interesting stat that had gotten by me, 15 road games this year.
Right, that's why I thought at the beginning of the season it was going to be tough to have be over 500 because of all the road games and the tough teams on the road too that you had to go to, you know, like Noblesville and playing Lawrence North and Avon and Chesterton, going to Bloomington North at Columbus East and at Franklin Central, which is really a tough place to play. So we've done well, and I've just been really proud of the way they've stuck in there. And when people were saying they're going to struggle this year because we graduated seven seniors last year,
yep.
They made their own tradition. They made their own team, and now they put their name up on the wall where the 20-win games pictures go.
You know, you asked yourself your own question, really, and I think it's been answered when you said our sophomores and juniors have had success at the freshman and JV levels. Can that translate to the varsity level? And, boy, exclamation point on what has been achieved here. Yes, they can.
Yes, they did, and they've had great success. You know, I know that the JVs this year was undefeated, which I'm sure you're going to talk about in a minute, but they were 19-1 last year, so they're 40-1 over the last 2 years. Our freshman team was undefeated. These juniors were undefeated as freshmen, 16-0. Last year as sophomores, obviously, they were 19-1, and this year, if they're on the varsity, they were 21-4. If not, they were 21-0 on the JV team. So that helps out because they expect to win. They go into game thinking they're going to win. And that's a great quality to have.
Well, you've always surrounded yourself around outstanding personnel. You're talking about Aaron Parker, of course, and Neil Coyle, Jake Van Arsdale, Bob Pryor handling, Tom Rocky, and Garrett Weiniger on that freshman team. And right now, with you still playing and winning, the winning aggregate for South Panther basketball, 57-5.
That's not too shabby. So, it's something that we are really proud of that because we've been able to continue every year to be able to have a positive number of victories over the number of losses here in the last 10 to 20 years. So Things have been going well for the Panthers.
Well, no question about that, and a challenge and an opportunity. That was the word you used to me Saturday night, and certainly it is that. Going back, I mean to tell you now, November 28th was a long ways ago, a long time ago, and both teams have improved. What do you see in the Bulldogs as you'll get ready to meet them at 10 o'clock on Saturday?
Just their athleticism. They are not super big. They're just really super quick. They really trap you all over the floor. They run and jump you. The half court trap you. In the half court, they just don't have any sort of scheme to it. They just take off and trap you a lot, and they can make up distances with their athleticism. So we have to be able to handle that. They didn't press a lot in our first game of the season, which we probably should have won. We are in a position to win that ball game. So we think that we have a good chance to go over there and play our best. And if we can handle the crowd, because I think New Albany took 2,000 tickets. And we took a couple hundred, and Franklin Central took a couple hundred, and Evansville took 800. So it's going to be a pro New Albany Bulldog crowd. So maybe we can go over there and maybe quiet them down a little bit.
Well, I'm glad you brought up the ticket information, because they're on sale and will remain on sale at the athletic office through the end of school day on Friday. 7 until 2:30, they're $10, $7 at the door, so you can save a little or pay $4 more when the Panthers upset the Bulldogs and play for a regional championship. This is bearing up. A very flexible group, in the fact that they have grasped your system because they have been brought up in the system, knowing what to expect, playing in spotlight games like you'll play on Saturday against New Albany. But, boy, I tell you, the depth has been can't ask for more than what the kids have been giving you.
No, I think it's something that, like you say, that they expect to win. They've been there. They've gone through the programs at the freshman level, and some of them on the JV. Some of them went straight up to varsity, but it's something that they know what I expect. You know, I'm a good coach for them in one of two ways. One, I'm experienced. The second way, I'm old and have my set in my ways, and they know this is the way we're going to do it, and we're not going to change because we're in a new decade, you know, to do that with. And they've been very to grasp what we want it done. And the thing that's probably been the best consistent thing, as I mentioned before, is our defense. And of the 25 games we've played, 23 times we have held the other team less than their normal average on the offensive end. So if you can play some defense, like against Bloomington North Friday night, they started out great, hit 11 out of 14 shots, four or five threes in that first half. But we came out in the second half and just completely shut them down to 9 points the whole second half. And so our defense kept us in the game to where I was able to get some offensive flow and get some victory. So I think that's the same way with Shelbyville. They start out, hit four threes in the first quarter against us. We shut that kid down, and then we was able to pull ahead up to a 22-point lead with a minute and a half to go.
Chance Coyle did an outstanding defensive job. Tucker Blackwell, what can you say about his floor game? But he's been filling in all of the boxes, a 1,000-point scorer. He has scored more than that in his career, and he'll be adding to that. But he has taken the bull by the horns here in his senior year to lead this basketball club.
Well, I've been very impressed with Tucker and the way he's played through the course of the year. His first 3 years, he was like a yo-yo. He was up and down. He would get 21 game and two the next, and struggled up with the consistency that I thought he should have over a course of a three-year starter. Now, this year, as a four-year starter, my words of advice to him is we just got to be consistent. We got to be someone that can do something positive every game. It doesn't have to be 20 points, but he's done a great job of assists, steals, making big shots, and being a leader for his team all through the year. So I think he's had a great senior year, all-star type senior year.
Yeah, no question about that. And it's long from being over. And in time, we'll be talking with Tucker, and we're going to be talking to a couple of seniors. They have been mainstays off of the bench. Connor Seifers and Ben Chasteen will do that when we come back. Also, Aaron Parker, 21-0. Doesn't get much better than that for that JV team. And, well, we're just starting. Talking Bloomington South Panther basketball. They're in against the top heavies, top-ranked New Albany. South ain't bad. You're listening to Sports Talk. We're live from Yogi's. Welcome back, everyone. Bloomington South headed to the regional, looking for the school's ninth regional title. 10 o'clock against top-ranked New Albany on Saturday morning. Joining us, a couple of young men that have been playing a lot of basketball, and we're talking about Ben Chasteen and Connor Seifers, a couple of seniors, two of the six that have joined us here tonight. And we'll start with Ben, because Ben was electric. He went 5-for-7 from behind the arc in the two sectional wins. Ben, just talk about the weekend. You were dialed in, especially when Coach summoned you to, well, kind of cool off those Cougars who came to play. Talk about the sectional championship, my friend.
Yeah, thank you. My teammates did a great job this weekend of finding me when I got open. North ran that triangle in two, and I was open a lot. So Hunter, Tucker, and then they did a great job of getting me looks and finding me in a position where I could score.
What do you think's been the strong point? And talk about the defense, because it has been just that. What makes the defense been so just doggone tough?
Coach Coyle's worked with us time and time, just positioning, closeouts, just making sure we do all the little things on defense to stop whoever we can, and we just do all the little things to get all the stops.
You know, I did your seniors game a couple of weeks ago, and of course it was nice. You know, you had your pictures taken and everything. Your best memory of South basketball at that time was the trip to Las Vegas. How about a trip cutting the nets down Saturday night, meaning you will have taken care of New Albany? Would that kind of surpass that trip to Vegas?
Yeah, that would definitely be my most favorite memory of South basketball.
What do you like about the team chemistry, Ben, as you glance around? The underclassmen have contributed. We talked to Coach about this team being very flexible.
Yeah, team chemistry-wise, we're great. On and off the court, we're like a family, and we get along so well that I think that correlates to how we play on the court.
Do you come in, talk about your mindset coming in. Usually you're the sixth man off the bench. Somebody gets in foul because you can swing, you can handle the ball, you certainly can play defense. Does it take a different kind of mindset, or is it easier for you knowing that you're not starting but you could come in at any time?
Yeah, I kind of like coming off the bench because you have a chance to get a feel for the game, see how the refs are calling stuff, so you can come in and be ready to go as soon as your name is called.
You know, another question that you were asked prior to seniors night, something that most people don't know about me. In sixth grade, I finished second in the state in a free throw competition. I mentioned back then, because I remember the release, it was the Elks hoop shoot, wasn't it?
Yeah, I had the opportunity to do it in elementary school, and after I won that, I went to a community one, and after I won that, I went to the regional shoot. And then after that, it was the state, and I ended up finishing second by one missed free throw.
Well, you're still hitting free throws, so you're hitting 77% coming into Saturday's ball game. Excellent. Ben, thanks for dropping in, and best of luck to you Saturday in that, the start of the revenge tour, if you will, for the South Panthers. Ben Chasteen, everybody. Connor Seifers joining us, and Connor, again, is a young man that just flat understands the game of basketball. His father was a former assistant at under J.R., but Connor, tell me a little about this team and your estimation and what makes it click.
I just think this team really clicks on and off the court. A lot of us have played together growing up,
sure.
So I think that helps out a lot, and we all get along together and works really well.
You know, let's talk about the anticipation or what was expected. I mean, your senior year, and Ben and the rest of the guys. What were your expectations? Talk about the early season goals and how things have bloomed and an opportunity now to play for a regional.
Well, towards the beginning of the year, a lot of people probably didn't think we were going to win as many games as we did.
Bring that up just a little so they can hear you. There you go.
Not as many people thought we were going to win as many games as we did, especially being so small as we are compared to a bunch of other teams. So I think we did a really good job this year.
You know, Ben was talking about the defense. Every player's got a different perception of defense and how it's played and how well it's played itself out. Talk about it from your standpoint. What have you been seeing?
I've been seeing pretty much the same thing as Ben. Coach Coyle works really hard on the defense for us, and he teaches us a lot during practice about how our defense should be and just doing the little things on defense.
Well, I tell you, we ask those questions, something that most people don't know about me. You said I almost had to move to Japan when I was 4?
Yeah, my dad actually worked for Walmart, so he moved around a lot, and about 3 days before we're about to move to Japan, they decide to move us somewhere else. So.
Well, and I hope your favorite moment is coming at Seymour at Barney Scott Gym Saturday night, because you got to surpass that one. You said the best memory of South basketball, pouring ice on Josh Martindale in Vegas.
Yeah, he was asleep in our hotel room, and we were pulling a prank on him, and we poured ice on him while he was asleep.
Well, I bet you woke him up, didn't you?
Yeah, his reaction was probably the funniest part.
Well, get this job done against New Albany come Saturday morning. Connor, thanks for joining us. Connor Seifers and Ben Chasteen, a couple of the seniors. Let's get a couple more seniors up. Tucker Blackwell and Glass right next to him, of course, is, well, I, let's see how they're seated. Brian McCord is out there, Alex Turner. And we're going to talk to, before we talk to the guys, talk to Coach Parker. Aaron, 21-0, congrats. Doesn't get much better than that, and great time to still be playing basketball.
Yeah, it is. Obviously, the season went well for the players, but I think beyond the 21-0, what they brought to practice every day, I think, to help prepare kind of where we're at and where we're planning on going after this weekend. Cool. You know, that's what they bring every day. So the 21-0 was just icing on the cake from what we do Monday through Thursday.
And you have been taking care of opponents big time, or you wouldn't be 21-0. But then you sit next to JR along with Neil Coyle. And what have you been seeing in this basketball team? JR brought up a very valid point. Been on the road, played 15 road games. That takes a different kind of mentality. What have you been seeing on this varsity from this varsity bunch?
I think what we see is you know, I think Coach mentioned earlier, the system. Guys have bought into it, understanding their roles, kind of checking the egos at the door. And we've been really good at that this year, and I think that's led to kind of where we're at. I think probably 95% of the season so far, they've showed up for practice every day and listened to what the coaches had to say. Coach Coyle, Coach Van Arsdale do the preparation for every game, and the detail they put in, the kids have kind of taken that and rode with it. It's been very helpful.
Well, they have bought into that, and again, congratulations on an outstanding season. They keep coming up, and I know in the middle school there's some good cagers that are going to, you'll be handling soon, and JR will be coaching when they're sophomores and juniors. This bunch has done a pretty good job, haven't they, as they've matured to their senior class?
They have. I think this senior class in particular, I mean, from 1 through 6, have, whether it's been playing every day in practice, every day in a game, or whether playing spot minutes, or whether playing number one cheerleader or teammate on the sideline, this group's very special. And if you throw in the wins and losses, it makes it great, but I think they're better people than they are players, and that goes a long way, and I think will get them a long way in life too.
Well, Aaron, thanks for dropping in tonight with your family and celebrating. I think we're just starting to scratch the surface, and again, congrats on an outstanding season.
Thank you.
Bringing on Tucker Blackwell joining us before we get to a few of the other seniors. And Tucker, just talk to me about back-to-back sectional championships, but there is something missing from your resume, and that is a regional championship. But let's go back to St. Leon, and that was a defensive clinic over those two games, was it not?
Yeah, my shot wasn't really falling that much the whole weekend, so I had to figure out something to do. And Lux hit a couple threes on me in the first half, and then the second half I just really got down and in my stance and everything, got a couple steals, got some passes, help the team score.
Well, you did indeed, and you took care of the assist, and when the shot isn't going down, this has been a team. Talk about the ball movement. You guys have been averaging about 14 assists a contest, and some people look at that, and that's a jaw-dropper for me. That's just getting a lot of people involved, isn't it, in the offense?
Yeah, I mean, the coaches just preach unselfishness, and it looks really good. We just try to model our game the way Coach Holmes wants us to play, and we run our offense just how he likes it, and it works.
Well, it works indeed. Talk about the rematch with New Albany. You played them early. That was your second home game, and it was in the latter part of November. Both teams have improved. Yeah. What are you expecting out of the Bulldogs the way the Panthers are playing right now?
They're long, they're quick, they're pretty smart, and they score with the best of them. They got Romeo, but I think we're going to give them our best shot, and no matter what, we're going to be in the game.
Well, and, you know, I didn't mention it on the air when I talked to you post-game at St. Leon on Saturday night, what that mean to you to have 1,000 career points, and you've upped that some, but that was a big night for you. But what's Panther basketball meant to you under Coach Holmes?
It was just everything to me growing up. I saw my brothers play. I heard stories about my dad, and it was always something I wanted to do. And then I got the opportunity as a freshman to play, and it's honestly just a dream come true. And right now it's bittersweet, but we know we got a couple more games to take care of some business.
Did you rub it in the Blackwell family about the fact that you now own two? You have the most sectionals in the Blackwell household and family?
Not yet, but I mean, in a couple of years, I'm sure it'll come up, but right now we're just focused on winning this regional.
What do you think a key will be Saturday morning against the Dogs?
Controlling our tempo. We need to control the game. We know they're going to trap us. We know they're going to try to speed us up. We just need to play our game.
All right, son. It's been great following you, and we'll see you down there and beyond. Tucker Blackwell joining us tonight, and Brian McCord, the 6'4 senior. And, Brian, again, it's been like Connor and like Ben and the guys that come off the bench, you kind of relish the opportunity. You're playing time not all that much, but you work your tail off in practice. You're part of this senior class. What's it all meant to you to get that sectional championship under your belt last weekend?
Well, watching the last 4 years, I haven't been able to play much, but just being in the program, it's been great. And finally getting that sectional win, I mean, I don't get to play much, but just being a part of the team is... that's all that matters, really.
Talk about the camaraderie and how close this team was right from the start of practice. You guys have played a lot of ball together growing up when you were, you know, 8, 9, 10 years old. Talk about the aspirations of making this the best.
You know, most of the guys all played on different AAU teams, but once we got the freshman year, we all got on one team, except for Blackwell. He started on varsity. But now that we're all in varsity together, it's great to be with guys that we all saw growing up.
Well, I tell you, your best memory of South basketball was beating Garen Catholic, but that'll probably change if you can take care of the Bulldogs, huh?
Yeah, for sure. That'll be my number one victory in my book.
Now, one other question. I know you probably got a lot of tennis shoes, but something that most people don't know about me, I have a lot of shoes. I questioned that when I was talking about it on seniors night. How many pairs of shoes do you have?
Probably about 40 right now.
40?
I'm probably trying to sell some because going to college soon in Florida, and I'm going to need money to get down there, so they're for sale.
You gonna take an ad out of the paper or social media or
maybe.
What?
Yeah.
Huh? Okay, Brian McCord, everybody, and joining us now is Hunter Lloyd, and you know, he along with Tucker Blackwell. A lot was expected of you two because, well, of all the guys you lost, Hunter, talk a little about this basketball club, what it's meant to you, and the success that you've had to date.
Well, it was fun.
Raise that up to your. There you go.
It was fun because we got used to each other very quickly, and losing 8 seniors that were pretty good to us, we just surprised a lot of people.
Well, you did indeed, and you in particular have really improved. We talk about your work ethic. Talk a little about how you wanted to raise the bar as you entered your senior season and the things that you've done, your verticality, your quick burst to the basket. Talk a little about what all went into that.
Well, I just gave it 110% the whole entire time. I practiced hard. Our whole entire team practiced hard. Everyone practiced hard, so it helped everyone out.
What do you like about this ball club?
Everything. Teams, team players, coaches, everyone. Managers, fans.
What do you remember from that early meeting with New Albany? And now that you've played, 23 games since then, how do you looking at the matchup come Saturday?
It's going to be fun. It's going to go by quick, and we're going to give it all we got.
So it's been, you know, just an outstanding, of course, Hunter's dad, of course, is the assistant under Terry Morin, who will be joining us, and his father, Curtis, and they're looking forward to the NCAA. So his basketball, obviously, has been a big part of your life, hasn't it?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Grew up on it.
What makes this defense so tough? Your defense.
our matchups. We're small, we're quick, we can run the court, everything. We just get in people's gears.
Well, I enjoy watching you play. We'll do so again on Saturday and beyond, but congratulations on those two sectional championships.
Thank
and
you.
The best of luck to you, Hunter,
you.
Come Saturday. Hunter Lloyd joining us, and Alex Turner, the last of the seniors, and your best memory of South basketball, winning against Gabe Rogers in a three-point competition. You still remember that, Alex?
Oh, yeah. It was by far one of my favorite moments at South because he was always talking like a bunch of trash about how he's the best three-point shooter on the team and just had to call him out.
You took care of business. What? Oh, yeah. Tell me, what do you like about this team?
Probably like the players and the coaches because they're very friendly and funny. And the players are just like my brothers, basically. We always get along and tell jokes.
Talk about your role, and you know, again, you like, you know, Brian. The playing time has been, you know, whittled down some, but you're always ready to play. Talk about your practice work ethic and how you help get these guys ready for games.
Yeah, for practice, I always got to practice hard, make sure I'm putting them through, like, a tough time. Always play hard defense, play hard offense so that I can get them ready for the game.
Well, being a senior, what's it meant to, win that sectional championship last week?
It was pretty sweet.
Huh?
Made me feel pretty good.
Well, I hope you have a lot more memories, good memories, come Saturday against New Albany. And, Alex, we wish you the best, and the best to you the rest of your high school career, son.
All right, thank you.
Alex Turner joining us. So some of the seniors joining us, six of them total for Coach J.R. Holmes. And, the game to be played at Barney Scott Gymnasium down in Seymour on Saturday morning at 10 o'clock. And, again, those tickets are on sale the rest of the week from 7 until 2:30 in the athletic office, and they'll be on sale through the end of school day on Friday. And, of course, our broadcast coverage at 9:30 with Chalk Talk and Coach J.R. as the Panthers have at it with the New Albany Bulldogs. So when we come back, we'll move it up a spot to, a historic season at Indiana University under Terry Morin. We'll talk Indiana University women's hoops and what a season it has been. And let me tell you, it ain't over yet. We'll be back with Coach Morin and have more. You're listening to Sports Talk. We're live from Yogi's. Welcome back, everyone, as we welcome the Big Ten Coach of the Year for the women, Terry Morin. And, I tell you what a historic season it has been. You better believe she deserves a great round of applause because, I say, there's a lot of basketball to be played. And I've always had a saying that one game does not a season make. And I know the opportunity is out there after a disappointment, certainly,
sure,
at Indianapolis. But I know you got the women ready to roll and... How's this waiting? How have things transpired since you came back from Indy?
Well, the waiting is the hardest part right now. But, looking back at last week, and that was a kind of a different scenario we had been in as well. You know, we finished the season playing four out of our last, 8 days. In 8 days, we played four games, and I had a really great edge to us. And then... we get the double bye, and we take about 5 days off, which was unusual for us. We hadn't had that big of a break all season. Come Friday, just couldn't find any rhythm offensively and didn't really have any great answers on the defensive end as well. So we've gone back to the, where we started back in October with a lot of fundamental work, and we're trying to clean up some things defensively that we have to improve on, and surely our execution offensively, just trying to stay sharp, but keep our energy level, and we're not going long, but we are going pretty intense right now.
Well, and I know a lot of people want to get a health update report on Tyra Buss, first team All Big Ten, and justifiably so. And took a pretty nasty spill in that first half the other day against Northwestern.
Well, Jane, she's too stubborn to be hurt. So, as you mentioned, Joe, she did take, she fell on that elbow, hit it more than once in that game. And, she's back to full practice right now. It's the challenge of just trying to manage, the time off for her and Amanda Cahill and Alexis Gassian, three of our top, kids that have just played so many minutes for us this season, and we've really tried to do a great job of just managing them from the energy, you know, perspective, and getting them off their legs a little bit more. But like I said, we shortened practice. They kind of like that. You know, right now we're not going as long as we had been, but getting some good work in.
Well, I know the total body of work, and when we sit here on a Tuesday, and you'll find out a week next Monday night when the NCAA selection committee announces the field. Hey, you know, come on. I mean, one of the best, if not the best, conference top to bottom in the country. 20 wins, unbeaten season at home. You beat Michigan State, who went all the way to the championship game.
And we beat.
You know, I'm waving the flag. This team has to be in the tournament.
Yeah, I'm very optimistic that we'll be one of those names that pop up on the screen on Monday night. And as you mentioned, just because of our body of work, our resume, and we were committed to doing that from the beginning when we decided to go down to Miami and Orlando and play Miami and West Virginia, and then obviously we got into the NIT early had to play some great competition. UT Chattanooga was the first team that we knocked off that at that point, you know, was top 25, and then had to go to DePaul and play a really good DePaul team that's ranked, and even though they just got beat last night in their conference tournament, you know, they're going to be in the NCAA tournament as well. So our strength of schedule, our RPI right now is hovering right around a 40, which is tremendous.
Yeah, that's plenty.
We feel like we've done enough work to be selected. And like I said, I'm very optimistic. I'll tell you this, we're preparing like we're going to be in the tournament. So, that's really where our mindset is.
Well, it is indeed. And I tell you, that's one thing you haven't had to worry about with this team is the mindset. I mean, this has been a tough mindset-oriented team, has it not?
They have been. You know, we've been in a lot of close games, probably more so than their coach would like them to be in. But and they've just managed to figure out a way to come back from some deficits that, there's probably a lot of people out there that didn't think that we were going to be able to overcome. This is a group that just has had a no-quit mentality. I mean, they just don't give in. As long as there's time on the clock, they always think that they have a shot, and they've played like that, and they've had tremendous chemistry throughout the entire season, and something that I'm really proud of, because you talk about that word a lot, but there's just some teams that are so talented, you know, but they don't have that part of that chemistry part of it, and we certainly did, because there were nights that we weren't the most talented team on the floor, but we were the most connected and played together. Sometimes you're going to win far more games when you play like that than you will the other.
Yeah, you had, I don't have any nails, because you had seven of those games where you faced second half deficits, and doggone it, even taking it further into the game, you won five.
Right.
In the fourth quarter.
Right, yeah. I mean, we, like I said, and I don't know, Joe, we've gone back and tried to figure out, on Friday against Northwestern, and maybe that was our mindset. You know, we had been in those games where we'd been down kind of gotten to, a situation where we just had to get a couple shots to go our way, come down and get some stops, and then, we would finish out that fourth quarter because we were so good in it. But, I just think we waited a little bit too long against the Wildcats, and they were hot. They were playing with a different type of urgency because they were going to be, this was it for
them.
That
was their third game in 3 days, wasn't it?
And they were playing a tremendous. I think what a lot of people forget, though, is Northwestern was ranked, it's a top 15 team after the non-conference schedule. That was a really good basketball team. It just seemed like, halfway during the Big Ten season, the wheels started to come off, and not sure why, because they have some tremendous pieces, which we faced on Friday, and Mia Coffey and Ashley Deary and Inman, and they were just we didn't have an answer for them, and like I said, they were red hot, coming into the tournament and played really good basketball, and so they obviously were the better team, for that 40 minutes without question.
Well, and that was a game too when you played Northwestern in January. You went up there and they were ranked. You had not won a road game. You were looking for that. And that second half, that fourth quarter, was about a scintillating 40 minutes,
right.
and you won going away, and that really, you know, started that stretch
it did.
Of play.
You know, and I said, because, you know, after that game, that I really felt like it was a culture changer for us, that particular game, because we had yet to be able to win on the road. And we were doing what we needed to do in the hall, but yet we were still in search of that first road victory. And I just that was such an incredible moment. I thought it was a big moment for our program, and it ended up being one of the best things that did happen to us, because it really proved to ourselves that we could go on the road, and we did that after the fact. You know, when going to Illinois and then going to Nebraska and picking up some more huge road wins, which are so difficult to get in this league.
Well, and I tell you, you know, what a difference a year made. I mean, you improved in the win total by 5, the Big Ten win total by 8, improved from 12th to 4th. I mean, those numbers speak for themselves. And I know, very modestly, you accepted and well-deserved Big Ten Coach of the Year honors. But I see your staff is over here. And you brought them with you.
I
can't say enough about them. And talk a little about.
Well, and again, I'm not sure that, you know, they just want to be a part of this. And like I said, I mean, it's always nice to, you know, have these accomplishments and accept these awards with your friends. And you know, these guys have been so important and to our success and our players, and so as I mentioned, when we got that award, it was a team award more than anything. It was a staff award. It's an incredible amount of work that goes into doing something like this and building the way we're building. And it takes, everybody. And I'm really blessed that I have an incredible staff that are just loyal and love Indiana and love, our players. And really, they just come to work every day. And we roll up our sleeves and we get after it. And we get to work. And our number one job is always to just put our kids in a position to be successful. And I think that, we did that a lot this year. So I'm just really proud of, everybody. We got a tremendous support staff as well. You know, the behind-the-scenes people, our video coordinator.
Liz Honiger.
Yeah, Liz, the director of basketball ops, and Bree Bass, and Amanda Hyde, our graduate assistant, and, Julie Force, who's our administrative assistant. Lo, who takes care of us, academically. Tom and Pap and the strength and conditioning staff. So it was way bigger than me and our staff and our players. There's a lot of people that touch our program, as you know, Joe. And,
yep.
And without all those people, none of this is possible.
Rhett Wiersma and Todd Starkey and Curtis Lloyd.
It's the
Lloyd night,
yep.
Because we talked
right.
to Hunter.
Yep.
And
it's part of the Lloyd family here.
Hunter's getting ready to
sure.
take down the top-ranked New Albany Bulldogs on Saturday morning. And we're spending time with Big Ten Coach of the Year, Terry Morin, as the Hoosiers await the NCAA, the selection show. What is that on ESPN?
Monday at 7 o'clock.
You know, we talk about the stretch of play, and we go back, and you were talking a little about the early season games, and you play Purdue, and then 3 days later, you're coming off the loss, but you have Michigan State, and there was a game probably that jump-started that 11-3 stretch. It got you rolling. It was a home game, mm-hmm. and it was only 3 days later after you beat Purdue. But they went on to play Maryland for the Big Ten Tournament Championship.
Sure.
You beat them by 16.
Right, and that was an incredible game, because I just thought there's very few moments that you look back at your season and go, that was a full 40 minutes, that we thought we played as well as we could have, and we had to in order to beat that team. But defensively, we were, I'll never forget it. We played zone for a total, for 40 minutes, and I think that was the first time in my 20 plus years of coaching that I've ever played 40 minutes of zone. But it was just an incredible job by our players, just to be bought into the scouting report. And how we were going to defend them, and then our ability just to knock down shots, and everybody just seemed to, step up in a big way that night. Certainly the message to our crew afterwards was, when we put our minds to it and we believe, in each other, and we believe in the scouting report, and we believe in what we have to do to win. There's we can beat anybody. And, I think that in the Northwestern game, I know gave this group a tremendous amount of confidence.
Well, you beat everybody on the McCracken court in the Assembly Hall. And the men polished their season off the other night, 31-0, you 14-0, unprecedented. What did that mean to the women? What did that mean to you and your staff to go through an entire season, tradition-rich Indiana, Big Ten Conference, non-conference schedule speaks for itself.
And you've been around for a while. I don't know. Has that ever happened?
Never happened.
Okay. So the history, obviously, obviously we made it. We made some history. And anytime you do that, you always remind your kids of how special, doing something like that is. And we were planned for so many things this year, but certainly that was at the top of the list, protecting our home floor, being able to go undefeated in Assembly Hall in front of our home fans. So just really special. And, again, we were cheering on the guys every one of their home games as well, because we thought, talked about it on so many occasions, how what a neat thing that would be if both men's and women's teams were able to go undefeated in Assembly Hall this season. And the guys, obviously did their job on Sunday, and it's a tremendous thing. And again, I know that our kids are really happy for, as I am, for our men's program and what they've accomplished. And Tom and his staff they've been tremendous to us. And I think to both programs, it's something that, again, we've made history in something. It's moments like that you're never going to forget, and those are the things that you're reminding your team at the end of the season, that this group will be the only team, or the first team, to be able to say that they went undefeated in Assembly Hall. And they're going to forget about all the individual stuff and who scored what in that, but that's something that they're always going to have as a group.
Well, you talk about defensively playing a lot of zone, probably as much zone as you've played in your entire coaching career, but your offense has been aided by a young lady from Illinois, Tyra Buss, and she is so special. There's not enough superlatives to describe the giddy up that she has put in your offense.
Sure.
Special would be, I guess, as good a word as any right now.
I say special a lot, when I talk about Tyra, and certainly putting the ball in her hands, and the thing that she wants to play as fast as I want to play, and that's a good thing. She's had a tremendous year and well deserved. Deserving of that, first team All Big Ten honor, and but what I'm most proud of Tyra is the growth that she's made in this, from her freshman to her sophomore year. She took the summer to work on getting stronger. I think she also worked on just prioritizing what she wanted to accomplish while she's here at Indiana. Her focus has been on her education, and her other focus has been on basketball. And she's grown up. She's grown into a leader of our program. Of course, she's probably the most popular kid we got on the team. just based on after the game and all the autographs and the people that are waiting just to get introduce themselves and talk to her. But she just carries herself in a really great way. And I want people to know, the one thing about Tyra is that she's all about the team. And she would give up, I think, the first team All Big Ten if it meant a Big Ten championship, or if it meant getting to the Sweet 16. I think all of us would. We'd give up all those awards if we had to replace it with something of that magnitude, because she is all about the team. All those moments where she's stepped up big for us and has scored a lot of points and has had her name in the paper and had her picture in the paper and has been requested to do a lot of interviews and whatnot. I mean, she is a really, really great leader, and she's a great teammate.
Well, she is indeed, Amanda Cahill. And we can go right down the list. The contributors, Jess Walter finally got healthy, Carly McBride, Alexis Gassian, Lindsay Likem. Here's a kid that graduated in 3 years and is a double major.
Sure, double major, yeah.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
And
has a plan. has a plan.
She's got a plan. Chin Anderson's developed. I mean, you know, we can go right on down. The Kim Royster's come on strong for you to play well off of the bench. Carly's been tough since you started her. So you've had that good mix. It hasn't been really that difficult to find the pieces that you love to see out there.
Well, we have the pieces. It was just trying to figure out, you know, that lineup. You know, we were pretty, you know, one, two, obviously. It was that third guard that we had to figure out, you know, throughout Big Ten play of the production defensively. And, you know, we started off with Taishi in the lineup and then went to Jess Walters. And then finally decided that if we were going to play zone, our best communicator is Carly McBride. And, you know, we put her in the lineup. And things changed for us on a defensive end because that's when I think from a zone perspective we got better. And our fans got to watch us play more zone than we ever had played. But primarily that was because of just Carly and her ability to communicate. She has a tremendous IQ, and she just kept everybody connected. And we needed Taishi, and we still need, obviously, JJ to come off the bench and give us production. And they both give us something completely different, you know, from a defensive standpoint and an offensive standpoint. But, you know, just figuring out the pieces that fit the best together in that lineup was important for us, and it paid big dividends, I think, as soon as we got her in the lineup. You know, that's kind of, again, where we started winning a lot of games.
Well, you did indeed, and you're not done winning a lot of games. And I'll tell you another thing they all need, and that's to play in the NCAA tournament. And we got a good feel about that. We're not going to talk about projections. You should be in, period, exclamation point. Carrie, I know it'll be a waitful, you know, Monday will get here eventually.
Sure.
So, hey, thanks for dropping in and
sharing
your thoughts
me.
and onward and upward in the NCAA tournament.
Thanks, Joe. I appreciate it.
Carrie Morin joining us, and we'll be back to close things out. You're listening to Sports Talk. We're live from Yogi's. Wrapping things up, don't forget In the Zone, David Glass, and your phone calls at 6. And, of course, the big quarterfinal game for Indiana right here on the big screen at Yogi's against either Michigan or Northwestern, 12 noon on Friday. Big basketball game, New Albany, Bloomington South, 1-7. Chalk Talk at 9:30. We thank J.R. Holmes and his staff and the six seniors. Coach Terry Morin, the Big Ten Coach of the Year. They're going to get in the NCAA tournament. The selection show is going to be aired for the men on our airwaves. Glass will have all the details for you later. Kim Decker, the Employee of the Week at the Shortstop Barbecue Train. And for our producers, Mike Glasscott, Joanna Glasscott on site, Jim Ritter, Will Boatman. That's the story. You've been listening to A Night of Hoops on News Talk 96.1 AM 1370 WGCL. Have a great week, everyone. We'll see you in a couple of weeks.